So you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest today is Daryl Blood. Here's a track from his latest demo, and then after we listen to it, we're going to hang out with him, talk to him for a bit, listen to some live stuff. It should be good. In the meantime, check out myspace.com/DarylBlood.
1, 2, 3, 4. Read my diary, but I've changed the facts, you see. Now there's nothing left of me. Smoke and fire, smoke gets in your eyes. With mirrors tall as pines, I bought the rights to pay you no mind. Gonna put it in a lunchbox black, and I'm never gonna look back. Break me, cut me down to size, departmentalize until we drown in our own disguise. Spare me, I know it won't be long. Till the chords go wrong, like I'm playing some northern song. Gonna put it in a lunchbox black, and I'm never gonna look back. Gonna put it in a lunchbox black, and I'm never gonna look back.
Never? Really? Be honest.
Absolutely not.
You sure about that? Because there's always a chance, there's always an opportunity to look back.
Well, depends. Maybe certain food could entice me. But.
So, I'm joined by Daryl Blood. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. And if you want to instant message me or Daryl, sign on to AOL Instant Messenger. And the handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word, Kill Radio Station. So I'm looking at these tickets that you handed me. We're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to give away tickets to a show that you're performing in at the end of May. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about this show and these tickets.
It's put together by a bunch of guys that I go to school with at Citrus College, which is in Glendora. And they have a little recording arts program there. And so it's sort of like a post-graduation blowout. And then Poppies is going to be headlining. I'm sorry, The Poppies. And I play in their band as...
Right, that's the band that we were listening to before we played your track.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll be opening up right before them. So I'll be doing a set, and then they'll be doing a set. And there's a few other bands on the bill, too. And there's DJ stuff. And it's going to be like an all-night thing. It's like in a veterans hall. And it's going to be... It'd be really fun.
Let me ask, when you play on your own and then you go on and join a band and play with them, do you like jump into a phone booth and change your clothes, or is it a different Daryl, or is it just you adding the Daryl Blood flavor to the Poppies?
I don't know. I feel kind of anonymous when I'm in other bands. I try to just melt into what they're doing. I guess I bring something to it. I mean, when I first joined, I just started playing harmonica with them, and it kind of really seemed to fit really well, and they were really excited because it brought like a new element to it. But yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I'm like in the spotlight or anything, so it's kind of nice. I can just sort of sit back and just play and just let it kind of progress, and you know, I'll add my flavor here and there. But
Well, cool. The event is called Orange Crush 06. Mm-hmm. And it's Daryl Blood, the Poppies, the Heroin, Soul Fuzz, In Effect, and this is and where this is in Glendora, this event?
That's in, geez, I forget the city.
It's Columbian Club Hall. That's what it's in, El Monte.
Yes.
So anyway, if anybody wants tickets, I have four of them, so you can just instant message me here at Kill Radio Station on the AOL Instant Messenger, or call in 213-252-0998. And regular admission is $15, so you can get them for free. We'll figure out a way to get them to you, fold them into paper airplanes, go somewhere really high, throw it really hard. So
that was good. May 27th.
May 27th. So why don't we go into a live song, and we'll come back and we'll talk about what Daryl Blood is.
Okay.
Right on. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Daryl Blood.
Okay, now this is a new one. This is called Straight and Narrow Hubbard Blues. It's about Scientology. Ghost appears on your TV set, wearing a mask and fishing nets, and everything you're supposed to be goes up in smoke and misery. Pixel floating above the rest, but she'll turn sinister and cave your chest. She's a monster bubbling up from the depths of a second story window. And oh, had to be you. The straight and narrow Hubbard blues. She's an evil version of your past, a mutual love that just won't last. You can feel your eyes as strange as a gas is leaking from your stove. The heart has a weakness for everything. Don't take it too seriously to settle in. Those mixtapes never meant a thing to the object of your love. And oh, had to be you. The straight and narrow Hubbard blues. Oh, had to be you. The straight and narrow Hubbard blues. It feels so strange to fall in love with you. I can't get no witness if I don't make it through.
Only in L.A., huh? Would you think to write a song about Scientology?
Yes.
Tell me, what was it that made you just go, I got to write this song?
I don't know. It actually came out of a songwriting workshop I've been doing at school with John Avila, from actually the bass player from Oingo Boingo. And we just have these little workshops, and so every week we usually have to like write a song or do something. And I just kind of took some articles and kind of threw them together and cut and pasted some lyrics and got ideas. And I was actually, at the time, I was reading about Scientology. They just sort of melted together, and I just kind of came up with this like love song slash, I don't know, masked version of becoming a Scientologist or something. Deception, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you've convinced me. I'm joining tomorrow. so I'm looking at your bio. Oh, by the way, you have an instant message coming in from Fiction1169. It says, love the new tune, Daryl.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
So you have listeners. You have fans. So I'm looking at your bio. You are a man of many sideburns, Daryl.
Yes, they come and go. Like longer, shorter.
Now, you're not originally from L.A., right? You grew up in Boston, is that correct?
Yeah, I grew up in Boston.
And you started doing music there, right?
Yeah. I was in a couple of bands back home for like 3-4 years. Played in a band called Turkish Delight and another band called Neptune, which is actually still going on right now. I wanted to bring their CD. I totally forgot. They'll probably kill me. But they're still going strong, and Turkish Delight broke up shortly after. We all broke up, I know what I'm saying. I played in the Boston scene from like 95 to about 98. A lot of great bands that were coming out of Boston around that time, like the Dirt Merchants and Dam Builders and the Swirlies.
Did you come out here to pursue music?
Kind of, yeah. I guess I just kind of felt that I did all my time in Boston, and it was either I was going to stay there and kind of keep doing the same thing, or I was just sort of try something really new. And it was kind of foolhardy. I didn't really have much of a plan.
We're getting a call. Let's see if it's to get one of those tickets. Kill Radio. Hello, Kill Radio. That would be another wrong number. We get calls for Soo Young occasionally.
Nice. There's like a chiropractor or something next door, or like Asian herbal.
There's some crazy stuff that happens in this building, man. I walk in with my head down, and I just like I come into our little locker room, and I do my Kill Radio thing. So
an undisclosed location.
Yeah, all sorts of variety of colors and smells, and yeah, I stay away from it all.
I'm actually performing, and I don't know if you guys can see, if you actually know what I'm doing right now, but I'm sort of in the middle of a median strip, sort of in the middle of traffic. That's why you hear all this traffic go by.
Yeah, we actually just have some folding chairs right there on the 101, right between two Jersey barriers. And
yeah, this is really flimsy cardboard partition of.
But that's why we're bringing music to the masses.
Exactly,
literally on the street.
Yeah.
So tell me about this impulse of yours to pick up a guitar and write music. You're a singer-songwriter. You strike me as more of a one-man machine than a guy in a band, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually like both. I actually really like being in a band situation. 'Cause when I write songs, I really like to fully realize them as more like structured songs with, you know, arrangements. So I don't know. I don't really know if I feel comfortable being like a folk guy or like the guy with a guitar
with all eyes on
against
you.
The world or whatever. But I think I just kind of do it out of necessity because just getting together bands is just really difficult. And it's kind of like I've had like this changing lineup ever since I've gotten here. So it's always like a little bit different. So right now, I'm really just centering on recording the new album, which is going to be like sort of like a studio album.
And is this something you're recording on your own or with a group of friends?
Yeah, I'm recording mostly on my own. I'm doing like the drum tracks right now, and then after I get the drum tracks done, I'm just going to multi-track. And there's a few other players that will be coming in, but mostly I'm going to just do all the instruments and just track everything.
Well, you want to go into another live song, and then we'll play a track from something that you're working on.
I don't know if I brought anything. We'll look through the songs.
We'll go through. You have a couple of CDs here, so.
Yeah, actually, there is one I think I could play that's like a demo of what's to come, so.
Okay, great.
That sounds good.
All right, you're listening to Daryl Blood on Is Good on killradio.org, and this is what he sounds like. Whenever you're ready, Daryl.
Okay. And in the vein of putting myself on the spot, I'm going to do another brand new one. I wrote this last week. It's called The Last Light of Me. Chinese wall.
last time we had a look. No, you haven't seen the light. There's a million ways I could cross your mind. It's time we had a look. I'd like to know you haven't seen. You better look where you walk. There's a line that we have crossed. That's just throwing shadows we can't see. It's time we had a look. I'd like.
That was great.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Thank you.
So what went wrong in your childhood that made you want to become a musician? I mean, think back to when you were a kid and it suddenly occurred to you that you had a story to tell and you wanted to tell it musically. What was that process?
It started when I was probably about 8. My stepfather had all these, he used to be in a band in college, and he had these awesome, like, old guitars, and I think back now, and I'm like, I wish I still had those, but, I started out this little harmony guitar, almost like a Sears Roebuck, like, really tiny, I got all of his records, and I instantly, I had been listening to, like, Donnie Marie, and, Sean Cassidy, and, just kind of like poppy, stuff, Partridge Family. And he had a lot of Beatle records, and I instantly just latched onto the Beatles. And I just got song, but like he had this Rubber Soul songbook from like the 60s that he bought. And I was just,
cool.
I learned that whole songbook, and I learned like all the Beatles songs, and I learned a lot about harmonies and stuff. And I don't know, I don't know about like a vision, but I just kind of felt like that was what I really wanted to do, and I think it's kind of carried me through everything, and it's been sort of like this, it's almost like this festering boil like on my back that won't go away, and everything else, it's like everything
your
in,
desire
in my
to make
life,
music?
Yeah, and like everything in my life is kind of like is going against that, like I gotta get a job or I gotta do something, or no, I'm not gonna go to school music, I went for English, and then no, I'll go for art, and then no, and I'm I never really thought it would take me anywhere, but it's still I still love doing it. And so
I don't think as an artist, true artist or musician in the world, it doesn't feel that way, that,
I don't
that
think
everything
you
is
find
telling
it,
them
it finds you,
yeah,
it's like, and you just kind of feel like you're cursed, you like I can't quit you.
It's like being a priest. If you can imagine yourself doing anything else, you should do that.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of I don't know, I heard that in a movie somewhere, but but yeah, I mean, you hear that from, you hear two things from the, from artists a lot. One is the Beatles. The Beatles are a major influence. I mean, you hear that
imagine
from
that.
You know, experimental electronica bands will come up with that, and but it's true. I mean, the Beatles heavily influence the huge majority of the music we listen to today still.
Yeah, I know it's a little bit typical, but
no, but I mean
love,
that's
yeah. If I was stranded on desert island, I'd just need
and you had to pick a band.
One album, I could live off the White Album the rest of my life, you know.
And water.
And water. A little water. A little salt water, you know.
Yeah. No, but I think that's the attitude that you have to have as a musician. Otherwise, there's really no point in doing it. I mean, you can't really do it as a hobby, you know. I mean, it's like, it's got to be this thing. It's got to be that boil on your back. And there has to be all that negative energy around you telling you not to do it and still making it through that.
Oh. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if I've made it through that. I just feel like it's more of a, this is something I can't imagine not doing. And
but that's what making it through is. Not quitting, not giving
not
up.
Not really making it, because I'm like, I haven't made it yet. But I feel like I'm successful just in the sec that people are hearing my music. I'm kind of keeping it going. It's a little bit difficult at times, but, you know, yeah, I just want to just keep continuing doing music, and hopefully I can keep doing it.
Art. What is art without suffering? I've never heard of it. I have no idea what it is. Art without suffering is the stuff that you see on the ceiling when you're lying back in your dentist's office and he's about to drill through your teeth.
Exactly. Like, oh, don't get me started on that. Oh, boy.
It's got like a picture of a flower, and it says, you can do it. So let's hear some more of your music, actually. Let's play a track from a CD.
Okay.
Let's take a look at what we have
I'm
over
sorry,
here.
Sorry, I threw like all these things at you.
Why don't we? No, it's great. Why don't we pick something and hear what it sounds like when you get yourself in the studio and get some other instruments around you?
You know, I'll play a little oldie. This is off of a CD I did back in 2000. It's a label I was on called Blue Sanct, and they put out two albums with me. This song.
And you did this under a different name, right?
Yeah, it's there's kind of a long story behind it, which I won't totally get into, but I did a lot of four tracking, which, you know, I don't know if anyone does that anymore. It's on cassette.
Is that a drug?
Cassette format.
Oh.
Four tracks. so I used to go under this name just called Tiltmaster. It was like this little sign that a friend found for me in the road, and it just said Tiltmaster. And I was like, oh, that's a great name. It turned out to be like a wheelchair manufacturer for some reason.
Oh, the Tiltmaster was the name of a company?
Company, yeah. So I do searches, and like, you wouldn't find me on the web, but you'd find like tons of wheelchairs and stuff. So.
Wow.
But anyway, so yeah, this is off of that.
That is kind of funny. I think someone's like looking up Daryl Blood, like looking you up for your music, and they get all these wheelchairs.
I was very close to
should
actually
use that somehow.
I was actually very close to doing a photo of myself like in a wheelchair for the cover, but then I thought, I don't know, I felt creeped out by that.
You'd lose the handicapped audience.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, or I would gain them, and I have to separate different rows. And
which what track are we gonna play from the Tiltmaster CD?
Let's go with Crooked. You want to go? What do you want to go? Like a sad kind of slow song? You want to go for like a rocker kind of song?
Let's do something upbeat.
Okay, let's do. Let me just check here really quick. Let's see. This is the bane of my existence. Let's play Airship, because everyone seems to like this song, and I don't know. You decide if you like it.
Okay. The album is it's called Swan Girth by Tiltmaster, which is your previous act.
Yes.
And the name of the song is Airship. You're listening to Daryl Blood on Is Good on killradio.org.
I just wanted to say that last night I dreamt that we were in the backseat of someone's car listening to eight tracks of the radio, and we heard Kiss had originally, no, the Rolling Stones had originally written the Chrome song that we play all the time, and there it was the same words, jingle, jangle, bother, angle. It was really weird, because I was like, oh my god, I stole that from them.
Hard to see you. I'm turning on time. was my garden. My ball dropping down. It spread out like fuchsias as they hit the ground.
Back with Daryl Blood on Is Good on killradio.org. So during the song, Daryl, you and I were chatting about this problem of you write a song that, you know, maybe you're really inspired when you do it, and or maybe you're not, maybe it's just a song you wrote, but people for some reason really respond to it, and then you're stuck playing it over and over and over again to cater to your audience. Let's start first with why you think people respond so much to the song. What is the song about that makes people latch onto it?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question.
Make something up. Something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I wrote it a long time ago. Like even after I had actually recorded it, the song had probably been written 5 years before that. So it's sort of like a song. It's either crap or get off the crapper. You know, it's like I was either gonna record this and put it on the CD, or I was just gonna like. Because I recorded it, a couple of songs with this guy, my friend Y Mike, and I was recording the album somewhere else, and I had these two songs, and I was like, I don't know, should I put it? I'll put it on, you know, if I don't, it just sits on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, it was like an okay song, you know, I was like, it'll be a fun opener, et cetera, et cetera. But, and then after a while, like, people kept asking, play Airship, and I'm like... All right, you know, and then after a while, I was like, I just didn't want to play it anymore. I was like, I don't even like this song. Like, come on. It's like, best song.
And you still don't know? You don't know what it is about the song that make people go, like, request it?
I don't know. Maybe it's the melodica.
So you don't think it's the lyrical content, per se, like what it's about?
No, because it's really a silly song. I mean, it's about this guy. I don't even, it's just a guy in an airship literally just dropping bombs on people. And then his wife is kind of waiting for him to come home so he can have his dinner at the end of it. Kind of like his day job, dropping bombs on cities, and he comes home and gets his little, like, microwave dinner. And And it's kind of like a love song, and it's about him, you know, like being away so long, you know, like, oh, I'm, you know, I miss you. I'm out here dropping bombs on people. I wish we could be together.
Well, there it is then. That's a very common job now. So it obviously relates
to a lot
of people.
I guess you can metaphorically look at that.
Yeah. Anyway, or literally. Yeah. tell me about the inspiration behind the songs that you write. I know you're writing some songs now as part of a workshop, but are you mainly thinking, you seem to be more of a storytelling kind of songwriter, metaphors, people doing things, not so much, I had this experience and it made me really sad.
I don't know. It's, sometimes I write, I think of it as like a story, but, sometimes I'm just thinking of a situation and then I throw together sort of like images that relate to that. I mean, sometimes a couple of lines are just come to me as I'm just writing the song, and then that creates the inspiration to start sort of like backtailing and trying to create a song out of that. So sometimes it's just, I don't really know where it comes from. I might have like a line, like that second song I played, The Last Light of Me. I was like, no, 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 no. I had something, and it's like, The Last Light of Me seems to fit. And then I just kind of conjured something out of that. And then I take some memory of something, kind of bring it in, make some references, but it's usually like I try to keep it very semi autobiographical. So it's not like, I really relate to that song where you got dumped and all this stuff. It's like, well, yeah, but it is, but it's not, you know. I mean, I want it to be for anyone to experience. It's not like a specific event. So I don't feel like I'm really tied to that event that much, but yeah, there's a lot of me in it.
You know, so the kind of reaction that you're hoping to get from the audience is more that they relate to the song as it relates to them, not as it relates.
Yeah. I don't want them to be like, I really relate to that song because I really feel bad for you and what happened to you. Like, I want them to like listen and maybe see some relevance like in their own life or like, or just kind of, you know, be inside the song a little bit and just, you know, experience it, you know, but yeah, I try to keep it pretty open-ended, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Listen, I want to get as many songs out of you as I can before we run out of time. So why don't we go into another live song? And again, if anybody wants to comment, write in, you can do so at Kill Radio Station is the handle for AOL Instant Messenger. And we have another request from your friend Fiction 1169.
I'm not playing Airship.
No, which I think he referred to as another good gem, good stuff. And he's requesting Oslo.
Oslo, okay, sure.
Okay. All right, you're listening to Daryl Blood on Is Good on killradio.org.
There's blood on the tracks, halfway from Camden and Oslo. There's enough on my mind, white noise and plenty of tremolo. 'Cause I'm looking for someone, but I'm asking for no one but you. wanna be someone. But I look into no one but you.
So, Daryl, how do you get heard? You think it's mostly just through releasing CDs or live performances?
I thought you said, how do you get hurt?
How do you get hurt?
And I was like, now how do I get hurt?
Clumsiness, usually. that's how I get hurt. I'm not a big crier, but when I hurt myself.
Yeah, I don't like pain, especially the dentist. I had some pretty bad dentist experiences.
Oh, sorry, I brought that up before.
No. Everyone's got them. How do I get heard? I don't know. I think I mostly is just by hand giving people CDs at shows.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace, I think, has been really, really good promoting me.
Wait, I'm going to answer this phone. Hopefully it's not another wrong number. Kill Radio. Hello, Kill Radio.
Wow. Two in a row.
No. Man, that's bad.
Is that a prank call?
That was worse than wrong number. That was a wrong address.
Wow.
They wanted to know what our address was, and they had something way off. Way off.
Guys feel really wanted here.
So sad. Anyway, I'm sorry, you were saying. About getting your music heard. I noticed you played not too long ago at Zen Sushi, and mm-hmm. Before that, Cocaine. I mean, do you get out a lot?
I've been in school for a while, so the shows probably in the past couple of years have been pretty scattered. If a show kind of falls in my lap, I'll do it. I haven't really been searching out shows, though, because I've just been so tied up with school, which is ending in a few weeks, so I might actually start playing out more. But, I don't know. I mean, there was a point when I first moved here, I was playing probably, every month, sometimes twice a month, you know. I had sort of a residency at Cantor's. So I played there every other Friday. That was really
only in LA could a folk singer have a residency at a Jewish deli.
Yeah, it was great. It was called the Kibbutz Room.
Right. I was in that neighborhood recently, and it was late at night, and I wasn't aware of the Kibbutz Room at the time, and there were just all these hipsters hanging outside of Cantor's, and you know, have they put something in the pastrami or something I wasn't aware of?
I wish you could play in the actual restaurant, because that place is huge, you know? You could just
it's big.
That place has got some charm, you know? It's great. I don't know. I guess I just playing live shows, this MySpace, word of mouth. I got a lot of radio play when I first put out this. I guess it's considered my latest CD when it came out a couple of years ago, and Secretly Canadian distributed that, and they got it out to a lot of the radio stations, and that was my second CD with Blue Sanct, which was they're both based in Bloomington, Indiana, and just a small label, and put out a couple of my CDs, and so I think that helped too, you know, stuff from his website got directed, but I don't know, I feel like I don't know. I don't know really where I stand as far as exposure. So, you know, is great. Today is great.
Yeah, I mean, that'll keep you from getting your head cluttered.
If
you're focused on, you know, how well am I being distributed, then you're not really focusing on writing the music, right?
Yeah, they keep all this information from me so I don't get a big head, you know, so.
Good. Why don't we go into another song?
Okay. Thanks for that request. That Oslo request. I'm going to play this this one. It's called Endless Deepest Blue. It's a little quiet, so I don't know if you gotta cut through the traffic, but we'll try. Here we go.
Okay, you're listening to Daryl Blood on Is Good on killradio.org.
I am trying hard to spill all my guts across a wheel that is spinning in my head. A
hope there's nothing left, 'cause I'm sitting in this chair, drinking sonnets and Baudelaire. Please don't shake this lullaby. If you're wishing for advice, I'll be dreaming of you twice. 'Cause I love you, it's all I wanna do. Yes, I love you, so endless, deepest blue. To run away from my troubles every day, but you've helped me understand, made me a better man. Every sun and moon could shine, the whole sky could rain down wine, but it's obvious to me how beautiful and free my whole life with you will be. 'Cause I love you, it's all I wanna do. Yes, I love you, so endless, deepest blue. So endless, deepest blue.
Daryl, it was really nice of you to write that song for me on the spot like that.
I know. I was really shivering a little bit because, you know, I've never played that to you. So.
I'm having a moment. I'm being a jerk. That was a beautiful song.
You know, I apologize. I actually, this is actually a big problem of mine. I sometimes switch lyrics around, and I switched a verse, and at that point I was like, all right, I'm going to end this. So I cut that song in half. So if you want to hear the real thing.
Do you want to play the other half?
Oh, no, that's cool. That's cool. It's good.
Because it sounded pretty complete. I mean, it sounded like a tight song to me. So
It's got one more verse, so you're going to have to, like, search me out to listen to that last verse. I'll be on the new album, so don't worry.
Thankfully, now I have a reason to check my email during shows. I just got an email from a listener. Saying that you used to play with a Jeff Lagadec. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Oh, yeah.
Now of Jaya the Cat many, many years ago. And that you guys did some really creative stuff together. I should ask you about that period.
Who is saying this?
A Mephisto.
Oh, okay. Okay, hi, Kelly. I don't know if you're listening. You must be. I know that's Kelly. I knew Jeff back in high school. And we sort of had this little band called the Wholesale Crew, and we put together, like, some songs, and we played at our high school, like, a talent show or whatever, and it was funny. And that was kind of back in the day when I was really goth, listened to a lot of Cure, and I was still listening to the Beatles, but I was, you know, into the new wave thing. Jeff actually went off, and he's in a band called Jaya the Cat, and he lives in Amsterdam, and sort of like a... what do you call it? Punk, not reggae, ska, like punk ska.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really big over there. And I wasn't really part of Jaya the Cat. I actually was going to play bass for them for this tour. And I'm kind of, you know, I'm still kind of like, it still rubs me wrong. 'Cause I'm like, oh, you know, because I learned all these, some like 16 songs on the bass. I was already, and like, I went there, rehearsed with them, and then... last minute, the label was like, sorry, we can't afford your plane ticket. So, it pulled me out of the tour, and I was like, oh, so I guess I was almost in Jaya the Cat.
Well, but it wasn't, it was clearly not meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be, but, so that's really my only ties to Jaya the Cat. And then, Jeff is a really good friend of mine, Jeff Lagadec. And, you should check out his music if you guys like punk ska. He's on the web and stuff, so.
I noticed on your MySpace, no, not on your MySpace, on your website, that you have a bunch of rather glowing reviews, mostly from performances in Boston, but a few from out here as well.
Yeah.
And tell me about that. Like, what is the experience for you, critics? You know, how they respond, how you want them to respond. Does it affect how you write your music? Do you think about that?
I don't think it affects my music, but I mean, I'm sure everyone knows, like, if you get a great review in a really high profile magazine, it changes everything, which hasn't happened yet. But it's I really like to hear feedback, because sometimes I'm sort of in this little bubble with my friends and myself, and you know, just I love hearing what other people think, because I'm not really sure. I could be really delusional, and
you could be William Hung.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know. So I mean, I enjoy what I do, but I really like to know that other people enjoy it, sort of unsolicited, you know, and just get sort of kind of like blind feedback, you know. So like when I put out my first album, I sent out a lot of CDs to like indie magazines and webzines, and yeah, I don't know, I just wanted to hear what, you know, sometimes too, like when you're trying to label I don't know how to label myself, so I like other people to tell me what I sound like.
Mm-hmm.
So I would use those too, as like, yeah, sounds like, you know, Stephen Malcolm had a baby with, you know, Elliot Smith, like at the Mint, you know, I mean, so I don't know. It, so that kind of helps me, I guess, maybe, figure out really like what I'm projecting out there, you know. So, but I don't think it affects me other than that. But it's nice, you know. It gives me a little stride in my step when people
sure.
like my stuff. So.
Well, can I get another song out of you before
sure.
we have
I'll
to end?
I'll try to remember all the lyrics of this one. But okay, you know, I'm gonna put on my harmonica for this one, because I guess I brought it, I might as well use it.
Oh, yeah, sure. So we'll get a little harmonica action in there. Just another reminder that Daryl's going to be playing Orange Crush 06, May 27th, at Columbian Club Hall, 11331 Stewart Street in El Monte, California. And we have 4 tickets of $15 each that are available for free if you contact me now through AOL Instant Messenger, Kill Radio Station, or I guess I can probably contact you just like through your MySpace, right?
Yeah, you can find me on MySpace. Just Google my name. It's Darryl and then Blood.
Is that your real last name, or is that station?
It is. It's actually, yeah. Goes back to Wales.
Because it's a great name. It's, you know, it's easy to remember. You know, it's very musical. I think
it's done me well.
Cool, man. All right. Hey, I wish I could say the same for Hirschfield.
It's all a catchy name, too. Don't knock that.
You're listening to Daryl Blood on Is Good on killradio.org.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should probably introduce this. This is called Years to Come. And you're listening to killradio.org. Close my eyes to see, I'm just waiting for a leaf at the end of the line. And all those paths I've tried have just left me high and dry. There's been trouble on my mind, and all my life I've been chasing myself, and all my dreams are nearly gone, and every road seems to be going nowhere. There's so many miles and years to come. I'm waiting on a friend, I'm a shadow of who I am, and I'm all uptight. It's such a drag when I'm down, and I'm a mess to be around, day in, day out. And all my life I've been chasing myself.
seems to be going nowhere. With so many miles, years to come, this mortal life, fatal endings, just throwing my hands up, keeping my hopes down. Sick of life, so unfulfilling, I should be happier by now.
Whoops, no, that was, I thought that was great. Daryl, thanks so much for coming in, for sharing your music.
Yeah.
I'm running out of time. I'd like to just put on a track from maybe from one of your CDs.
Sure.
As a way to sign off. But thank you so much for coming in. Everybody should go to Orange Crush 06. I'm sure all the info for that is also on your website and your MySpace.
Yeah, and you can, I think there's a link there to go to Highlander Studios, I think, on there somewhere on the flyer.
Let's see, yes, myspace.com/Highlander Studio.
Yeah, they're putting on the event, so they have all the info there, so try that.
Too. Okay, cool. And are you playing anywhere else between now and May 27th?
I'm playing somewhere on May 30th, but I don't know the venue yet. So can always just check my website, and I always
All right, sounds there. Good. What should we play?
Let's do Expecting Company. I think I gave that to you. Let me check.
Yeah, I think that's on this... Yes, this is on the demo that you sent me previously.
Yeah, and this will be actually on the new album. And again, this is just a demo, so songs to come.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest was Daryl Blood, and this is what he sounds like. Thanks for joining us. My guest next week, by the way, I'll be interviewing DJ Newmark of Jurassic 5. So that interview will actually be at 10, not the usual 11. So tune in at 10 a.m. to hear me interview DJ Newmark from Jurassic 5. Thanks for sticking around.
tenant should be. Seeking out the back with your friends, but you come back a mystery. I wanna finish what I said, but half of it's gone to shit. Give me moonlight, oh give me misery.